We are right behind the scorer's table. Nate Howitt is directly in front of me. Warsaw on the road, black uniforms, orange numbers and trim. Chesterton in home, white uniforms. They have yellow numbers with maroon trim. Jaeger to jump it up against Nix. Those two bump knuckles. And then Nix, I don't know what Nix just told Jaeger, but it made Jaeger laugh, and the referee is also laughing. So I don't know what that was he said, but it must have been pretty funny. Maybe it was take it easy on me. We're ready to go. Up she goes. Tip control by Chesterton here to start the game. Parrish will have the ball in his hands a lot. Now he'll dribble it into the center circle. Left side for Watts. Watts out between the circles to Parrish. Now to Nix. Right side for Ray. Off a screen to the free throw line to the left elbow. He'll underhand it off the glass. It's good. Ray averages 6 points a game. He's got his first two there, and Chesterton has the early lead. Finlinson hands back to Jaeger, out of the left side for Gould. Between the circles, Sullivan down to Jaeger. He's surrounded. He'll muscle it to the basket and score. Even if Sims was playing, this would be a matchup problem for Chesterton because they don't have anybody as big and strong as Jaeger. Pass tipped inside. Jaeger tips it out of bounds. And a good friend, Noah Berg, son of Terry and Amy, sitting down there with mom and dad down at the end. Sitting next to the athletic director at Chesterton High School, Jeff Hamster, who is the AD, assistant AD at Warsaw, for long enough to get to love him a lot. Bad pass by Parrish, but it comes out. It's grabbed by Czarnecki. Top of the circle for Ray. Far side for Parrish. He's got Gould on him. High pick and roll down to the baseline. Jumps a pass out to nobody, and it's going to be out of bounds to Warsaw. He threw it in between Ray and Watts here on the left side. Warsaw's got it back in a game that's tied at two. Two close games so far. JV game went to overtime. Warsaw won that. Freshman game was a four-point game. Chesterton won there. Sullivan right wing, right in front of the Chesterton bench. Finlinson between the circles. Dribbles left, hands back to Martin. To the near side, Sullivan. To the right wing for Gould. Gould. Popping out is Jaeger. Looking at Sullivan. Can't get it to him. In the corner to Martin. He's guarded by Parrish. Up the baseline he goes. Lost the ball. Got it back. Put it up and in. Brant Martin's got his first two. 4-2. Warsaw with their first lead of the day. Parrish across the line. To the far side for Ray, who runs it right to the center circle. Ray, far side for Czarnecki. Out top for Nix. Near side for Watts. Down to the baseline, Czarnecki. Now back out to Watts, to the center circle for Ray. Ray against Finlinson, left off the screen, then back to the right. Czarnecki dribbles between the circles. He hands off for Watts. Watts at the free throw line, peels out into the left corner. Also back out to Parrish. Good half-court defense here by the Tigers. Parrish off the screen, in the corner Czarnecki. Now to the free throw line, Ray, to the near side to Watts. Up the baseline, slipped it inside, and Finlinson saw it coming and stole it. Robbie in transition. Left side, Carson Gould. Gould threw a double team and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called against the Trojans. Somebody grabbed Carson from behind. And it's Parrish. That's his first. Luke Bricker into the game for Sullivan for the Tigers at 5:31 of the opening quarter. Gould will accept the lob pass from Finlinson in the backcourt on the far sideline. They'll walk it across the line. Now we'll drive it to the top of the circle. Left side to Bricker. Bricker back out to Gould. Right side to Finlinson. Finlinson against Czarnecki. Backs him down to the free throw line. Backdoor cut to Martin. Hard to the rack. Shot it. Missed it. Jaeger with the rebound. He'll muscle it up and a foul call. Nix gets the foul against Jaeger. Free throws coming up here for the Tigers. Luke at the free throw line this season. Pretty good. 18 out of 22 with the free throw he made the other night. And the 6'8 senior puts it up and in. Three for Jaeger, 5-2 Tigers. One more for the big 6'8 senior. It's up and it's good too. Warsaw 6, Chesterton 2. Trojan ball working to the court to our left. Parrish across the line, right side Czarnecki. Back out top for Ray. Not a Knicks. Nix trying to get to Parrish, had to hand it off to him, and Gould was right there in his grill when he caught it. Now Ray, near side to Nix. Parrish wanted on the block, and Nix can't get into him even outside the block. Nix still holding it. Jaeger not close enough for a count. Throws it out to Czarnecki. Czarnecki drives the right side against Martin. Got around him. Foul called. Foul called against the Tigers. It's Brant Martin's foul. It's the first foul of the game against Warsaw. Parrish will throw it in. Baseline right on the court to our left. And it's Parrish to throw it in. And he looks. And he'll lob it out. And a good catch by Watts to keep that in the front court. Watts off a high screen, guarded loosely by Bricker. Right side to Ray. Ray on the drive to the left baseline, slipped it inside to Nix. His shot's blocked from behind, but a foul's called. Finlinson from behind, his first. I got excited there only because I thought that Finlinson had gotten away with one. He whacked him pretty good across the arm, but the whistle was just a smidge late. Next to the free throw line, he's only shot 14 free throws coming into the week. He was 9 of 14. And he'll shoot for his first point. And he missed it wide left and way short. As a team, Chesterton 69%, which isn't terrible. You'd like it to be above 70%. It's not. But again, you're playing without two of your best three players. Second one by Nix. That one's good. Nathan's on the board. 6-3 Tigers. 4.5 minutes left to play. Opening quarter here at Chesterton. Left side to Finlinson, down on the wing, looking inside, dumps it down to Jaeger. Jaeger against Nix, takes it in the lane, takes it now back to the backside, banked it, no good. Tipped by Bricker, no. Tipped again, Bricker, no. Tipped again, Bricker, no. Gould back out to Finlinson for three, no good. Rebound grab by nobody. Bricker's got it. Then ball, he's on his knees, the ball goes out of bounds. It's last touch by Chesterton. The last tip by Bricker was not at the basket. He was just trying to tip it to keep it alive. Good hustle there by Warsaw. Gould right baseline, the court to right to throw it in. Slipped it into Finlinson. He'll fall and fire and rim it out. No good. Tip by Bricker. No good. And a foul called on the Tigers. Jaeger with the foul. His first. Trey Davis to the scores table for Warsaw. And Jaeger's going to come out. Warsaw becomes a very different team with Jaeger on the bench. Tallest guy out there now is Brant Martin at 6'3". Bricker's listed at 6'3", but I'm never going to buy that. He's more like 6'2". Right elbow Parrish. Cross-court pass, new guy in there. That's Anthony Gonzalez. Down to the far side, up the baseline. Hard run by Ray. Threw it out. He threw it away. Stolen by Gould. Gould with his head on a swivel. Bounces left side, Finlinson. Finlinson back in the corner, out to Gould between the circles. Drives right, hands off to Martin. Left side, Bricker. Now Luke puts his head down. Had the ball knocked away and taken away. A steal. Here comes Parrish in transition. Runs into Gould, shoots it up, and scores, and a foul. Gould with his first foul. Score the field goal. Parrish has his first two of the game and a chance to tie the game with 3:20 to go in the quarter. James Sutton to the scores table to check in for the Trojans. If you're with us in the JV game, you heard me talk very briefly and unable to finish the story because of the excitement of the JV game. All 20 Chesterton players are on one roster. Free throw by Parrish, points off the front and goes in. Our second tie of the game, it's 6-6. Gould across the line. Pounding the dribble out top. Mark between the circles, threw it inside, threw it away. Tipped away by Gonzalez, stolen by Ray. Ray drives the right side of the lane and then peels off to the right wing. Back out to Parrish. Parrish looking to go left. Now goes back to the right against Finlinson. Down to the baseline. Skips a pass out to the top. Gonzalez open for three. It's good. I have him as that being his first three-pointer of the season. Chesterton leads 9-6. Out top for Gould. Gould backs to the free throw line. No look pass under Davis. His shot's blocked off the backboard. Grabbed out of there by Chesterton. Sutton with the rebound. Parrish the other way. Off a screen to the top. Drives the free throw line. No look pass out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez then will walk it back out and they'll reload it. I'm going to reconfirm that for you here in just a second, what I just told you about Gonzalez threes. Jab step and then another. Shoots another three. That's no good. Trey Davis, the rebound for Warsaw. Gould, down court, left side for Bricker. Bricker, double teamed, out to Gould, top of the circle. Now hands back to Finlinson. Finlinson threw it across court. It was a weak pass. It's grabbed by Bricker. Then a no-look pass down to Gould. He throws it near corner. Martin for three. Uh-uh. Finlinson at the free throw line. Down the left side of the lane against Parrish. Shot no good. Bricker tip, no. Back tapped out. Grabbed by the Chesterton Trojans. And when Bricker is down and the ball goes out of bounds, Bricker looks like he hit the back of his head on the floor. He's up. Yeah, he definitely hit the back of his head on the floor. He is wincing, trying to shake it out. Martin and Finlinson are out. Sullivan and Jaeger back in. Gonzalez was 0 for 4 coming to the week at the three-point arc. But he's got one here. He's got his team in the lead 9-6. 1:40 left to play opening quarter. Now down the left side, Parrish. Back to top, Gonzalez. Right side for Sutton. To Nix on the block on the right. Working on Jaeger. Turns, fakes, turns, throws it back out. Gonzalez, Parrish, up the right baseline, under the basket, kicks it near side. That is Josh Davis. Out to Gonzalez, another three-pointer. Anthony Gonzalez has 2 3-pointers when he didn't have any through 15 games. Bricker with the ball for Warsaw. Tigers down by 6, and Martin got his pocket picked. It's Gonzalez again. Oh, and he traveled. I guess he thought that he wasn't going to be able to get by Martin to the basket. And Warsaw wants timeout. Oh, I see we've got an injured player back upstream. That's a Chesterton player that's down. 1:01 left to play. And I'm counting heads. Is that Sutton that's down? Again, the medical staff here at Chesterton is in the way. Now the Chesterton huddle is in the way. And it looked like it's James Sutton. Yeah, it's Sutton that's down, and he's grabbing that right leg. And they are chucking the knee. Ugh. Mark Urban, you know what he's thinking in his head. He's thinking, what else could go wrong? Coach, don't ask. Don't ask, because only bad things will come out of it. Now they're going to try to help him to his feet. He's up, and he is walking off very slowly under his own power. And the JV coach for Chesterton getting a brief medical report. Doesn't look good. And it's Warsaw ball. After the travel by Gonzalez, who I guess didn't think he was going to be able to make it to the basket against Brant Martin. And so he tried a reverse pivot at full speed and fell over backwards. Davis, Bricker to the elbow, into a triple team, picked up his dribble, and then the triple team goes away, and he shoots it and misses, and he's fouled. He was stuck out there against the double team and then a triple team, and then two of those guys went away, and the guy that was still with him was the guy that was on the outside away from the basket. And so Luke leaned in as far as he could and got hammered by Gonzalez, and Bricker shoots. And the first one is good. That's his first point. 12-7 Chesterton, 46 seconds left. Mark Urban keeps, almost like a football coach, he keeps a like a half sheet of paper with the plays in his pocket as Bricker makes the second. So he's peeking down, trying to figure out, okay, with the guys I got left, because now I'm missing like three guys, what can I do? Parrish off his screen to the left. Out top for Watts. Right side, Czarnecki. Those two guys started. Now Czarnecki picks up his dribble, throws it to the near side to Parrish. 27 seconds. Warsaw has the possession arrow. Chesterton has the ball and a four-point lead with 22 seconds left. And Parrish is going to pound the dribble right here in front of us. Gould about 10 feet off. Takes a breath. That right wrist and thumb taped. 10 seconds. Warsaw does not have a foul to give. They're at four. Parrish goes left away from the screen in the corner. Watts, a three over Davis. No good. Jaeger tips the rebound to Trey Davis. Shot from 60 feet. No good. And through one, Chesterton leads 12-8 over Warsaw. We'll start quarter two in 60 on News Now Warsaw.